you are breathing, learn to always give him praise. Learn to always give him worship. You see, oftentimes we are full of complaint, murmurings, and all kinds of bad talk that discredits our God. Instead of telling God how good he is, when was the last time that you knelt down to say, "Thank you, Lord, I'm still alive. I may not have what I desire, but Lord, I still have breath." Did you know that the oxygen that you breathe is far expensive than any other car that you'll ever buy in this world? Did you know that the breath of life that still enters your nostrils is greatly expensive than any other house that you can ever live in? The most important thing to acknowledge is the breath of life. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, "Oh Lord, do not allow me to go to the land of the dead. For in the land of the dead, nobody can worship you." How many people desire to worship God, but yet today are no more? Some of them are ablaze in the flames of hell, and all they wish is just a few minutes to come back on earth to say, "You are holy." Because the day that they had that opportunity and the chance to say, "You are holy," they wasted it. Some were busy drinking and giving glory and worship to the devil. Some were busy on the beds of harlots. Some were arguing. Some were murmuring. Some were cursing, not knowing that that was their last breath that they could ever breathe. The millions of rands and dollars could not give them life. You see, if we could buy life, the richest person on earth would live for eternity. If we could buy life, I tell you the truth, the richest people could never age. If we could buy life, the richest people, those that have money that we esteem up high, we would envy them, knowing that indeed these ones will never die because they've got enough security. But unfortunately, there's something that money cannot buy. Money can't buy life. And Moses stands in the congregation of the people of Israel. He says, "Choose ye this day. Because lo and behold, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose you this day." And he says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses of the choices you will make." You see, one of the greatest blessings that we have is freedom of choice. God has never, ever forced you to choose what you do not want. What you should always understand and what you should always comprehend is that God gave you something that is very much important, and that is the freedom to choose. And has laid the choices right in front of you. You've got life and you've got death. You've got blessings and you've got curses, and you choose which one you want to follow. We do not die because we don't know what to do. We die because of the wrong choices we make. And we die because of choosing temporary fulfillment, temporary joy, forgetting that what is temporary is a time period that ends. But what is eternal has no time frame embedded on it. And oftentimes we make a decision based on the current situation. I am not where I want to be. I feel like my life is not moving as fast as it should be. I'm not driving the car that I want to drive. My friends are driving. My friends are married. my colleagues are making it, and it seems like I'm the only one who's not making it. The day we understand that life is a process, and everything happens at its own pace.